This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
I saw a tweet from our friend Tim Kawakami that I believe is worth going over for a second. And if you do want to, and I'm not saying that you should or whatever, but if you want to criticize the Niners or you feel sort of bummed out, disappointed, if you will, that the Niners did nothing today, Kawakami goes, hey, you know, Matt Barrows and I are sitting here on the podcast and we're batting some stuff around and something occurred to me. If the Niners hadn't backed themselves into a corner at running back two, then they wouldn't have had to trade a six-round pick for Brian Robinson in August. And if they hadn't have traded that six-round pick in August, I bet that it's likely that that six-round pick might have been used to get a player today. And again, is that fair or unfair? That's the staircase of life. You know, you have to decide when to go after your mistakes and when to just hold or fold. And today they decided to hold and fold. And back in August, they jumped on an opportunity to get Brian Robinson from the Washington Commanders. And that's largely because A, Garendo fell out of favor. B, Jordan James out of Oregon is getting healthy scratches. And then go through all of the other running backs they've tried to draft, usually in the third round, over the last handful of years. And it has been miss after miss after miss after miss. In fact, if you want to bring that conversation in, this is kind of silly because Christian's a star, but it's like you, after all these running back drafts, you ended up in a spot where you gave up four draft picks for Christian McCaffrey. Like, when through all of this did the 49ers just draft a running back and then use him and like him? Has that happened at all in the Shanahan era?
I'm thinking because I don't believe Jordan Mason was drafted. He was an undrafted.
Undrafted, as was guys like
Raheem Mostert
and Breida, right? If I'm remembering correctly, Jeff Wilson. Aren't these guys all UDFAs?
I believe so. I'm just trying to think as I do the Googlage and going back in my mind. You've got TDP, Ty Davis Price.
Yep.
You've got Trey Sermon.
Yep.
You've got Joe Williams out of Utah.
Yep.
These are all drafted running backs who actually were never running, or were they back?
And now Jordan James.
And Isaac Garendo.
Yeah.
And Isaac Garendo has logged zero offensive snaps this year. He's played 123 snaps of special teams, which tells me that they think he's a football player, but they don't trust him to even like get in there. Think about this. Adrian Martinez has more offensive snaps than Isaac Garendo. 1-0.
Well, and the other thing they could have done, and I know that there are financial reasons for this, and we don't need to re-adjudicate, but they could have kept Jordan Mason. They could have kept him.
Yeah.
And then you don't need to go get Brian Robinson. So that was the other thing you could have done. And then you would have still had that sixth rounder. You might have had even less money to play with. I don't know. I don't know how all that plays out. You know what I mean? I don't know what Brian getting paid, what Jordan get paid. I don't know. But the way that this has played at a position which is supposed to be synonymous with the name Shanahan, which is we can grab almost any running back and make this thing work with a good offensive line, it is rather stunning how many times they've tried in the draft and essentially missed, but then gotten production out of undrafted free agents, and they now sit there today with a running back rotation that was solely acquired through trading draft picks. That's the like that's how it's worked for the Niners.
The one drafted running back who actually counts and matters, Elijah Mitchell.
Elijah Mitchell.
That's
and that
the
was
one
a
guy.
Fifth rounder.
Sixth rounder,
right?
Yep.
Sixth rounder.
Yep. And
okay.
he was good.
He was good-ish. There was
yep.
a lot of injuries.
Yep.
There was, you know, but yeah, the early returns were nice there. And then there's been other running backs that also were signings or trades. Tevin Coleman.
Right.
Like they've gotten guys to produce, obviously. They've been a good football team in his regime, and they've always run the ball. But my word, they don't find him on draft day.
And it'd be cool if they stopped trying. And
or get it right.
Or just find an undrafted like your dad did with Olandis Gary and Mike Anderson, sir, yes, sir, and
yep.
all the rest of those guys they had. According to Matt Maiocco, going into next year's draft, the Niners have a first, second, third. They've got 4 fourths. And a seventh. And those fourths are all projected based on comp picks, including Jordan Mason and Hufanga is another one. So you're going to have a first, a second, a third, 4 in the fourth, and then you'll have 1 in the seventh.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're not without draft picks.
No, they get plenty of picks. But
if you want to talk about Quinnen Williams, and if you want to trade a first and a second for Quinnen, now your cap is blown, and
no,
you have no first, no second.
I would have completely been against that. Exactly. But you look around at the kind of stuff that we're talking about, that you and I thought maybe the Niners could do, which is, again, not a Quinnen Williams, not a first and a second. You know, I don't even know if there were conversations. There probably were at some point this year about Trey Hendrickson weeks ago when Fred Warner was still playing, like right when Nick Bosa went out. But nothing at the high top of the market of pass rushers actually really went down outside of Quinnen. And he's a little bit more of an interior guy, too.
For sure.
So there's the edge rusher market was kind of based on movement in the range of fifth, sixth, and seventh rounders. They don't really have any.
And that's what they did with Keon White.
Yeah. They moved from the sixth to the seventh.
Right.
And now they just have that seventh.
So
no fifths, no sixths.
And if you were going to move a fourth, I don't know if there was a player good enough out there to where you could move for a fourth. I know that the Cowboys got a linebacker, which I thought was kind of intriguing, but the Niners, I think, like where they are at linebacker. And think about next year when you're going to get Fred back and you like D and you're going to have Nick Martin still, and maybe he's a guy, and you know, you feel like in the future you might be okay. And I do think that Tatum Bethune is absolutely a piece that you're going to want to keep.
Player.
So as far as like now and later, shout out the Candy. Edge rusher would have been, or interior defensive line would have been the only position I think that you could have looked at that was gettable.
Yeah, and they drafted a bunch of those guys, and they'll like to their point, they might say, look, we used a fifth/fourth. It's a fifth that could become a fourth depending on how many sacks he gets, but they used that already on Bryce Huff in the offseason, and he's coming back. So, look, I don't think that the Niners don't have a point in this conversation. They do. They do. I get it. They have a point. And so I'm with them. Don't do something at the top of the market. Don't mortgage the future for now. That doesn't make sense. But, boy, there had to be a creative way in my mind to do something today, because now I feel like not only are you sort of lacking pizzazz at the pass rusher position, you are now also still lacking depth. And
true.
And that to me is the concern. And maybe that's my Niner PTSD, but I don't know about y'all. When I sit down and watch a Niner game, my pen and paper are already out to scribble down who gets knocked out for the year, because it happens every Sunday.
Seems like it, yeah.
So how are we, like, you can sit here today and go, all right, you got Collins and West, you got the rookies, and now you've got Cleland Furl, and you can get Keon White in on this, and Bryce Huff is going to come back. And there's Kalia Davis, right? Like I could, right? Jordan Elliott, Sam O. There's a group there. So what happens when one or two of those go down over the checks notes 8 remaining football games?
Yeah.
It feels absurd to think that one of them or 8 of them won't get hurt the rest of the way.
You're going to wind up driving to Eureka and going door to door looking at garage sales. And that's already where you are. And I think part of what confuses it, Marks, or makes it a little bit more difficult is if you look at the NFL across the league, and I'm looking at only probably 10 teams right now at the most that consider themselves sellers. And even Arizona, like we're going with Jacoby Brissett. He wins, and The Cardinals actually have a better plus minus than the Niners do in point differential. I don't think that Arizona at 3-5 thinks they're out of it. Dallas clearly doesn't think that they're out of it. And if you look in the AFC, yeah, the Jets, it was an absolute sell. Miami fired their GM. Tennessee's going nowhere. Cleveland and the Raiders, fine. The Bengals, I think you're probably on the outside looking in, but I don't think that they believe that either, even though their locker room is breaking apart from the inside out. My point is that of the 32 teams, only about 10 of them are legitimately sellers. So I do think that makes it harder for you to even strike a deal like you did. Now, you struck a deal with New England because Keon White had fallen out of favor. He was on their bench. They weren't going to play him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
So if you could find a player like that, and I think that's what was the case with the Cowboys getting that linebacker, is he had fallen out of favor with his team as well, and so he became available, but it didn't feel like there was a lot of those mid-level deals available today.
No, I agree with you, and I think also what happens is that the table gets set. The whole league sees, well, this player got X in return.
Yeah.
Well, that means that our player now, this is how much he should get. Like, for instance, and I don't know how real this is, but the reports were all over social media that the Jets wanted for Jermaine Johnson a second-round draft pick. GTFOH. What? You want a second-rounder for Jermaine Johnson? No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. That's absurd. Like that. But that's kind of what happens if Sauce Gardner is getting two ones and a receiver, if that's what, like, and so people start to see what's going on around the league, and I thought the prices were pretty high today. And also, especially at edge, because, and I guess this is why the Jets did it, same reason the Dolphins held on to Bradley Chubb, is I think that they sort of are like, well, this is what we want for it, because, boy, there's a, let's see, one, two, three, four, there's 18 teams that want an edge rusher.
Right.
So they're going to hold a fire sale and take the highest bidder. And sometimes it gets to the point where it's like, well, nobody's going to make that bid. I know the Dolphins got rid of Jalen Phillips, but there was talk about Chubb, even Jalen Waddle.
Jalen Waddle, yeah.
You know, and it was like, I think a lot of those were like, well, let's just stick his name out there and see if somebody will lose their mind and give us a haul. But if not, we don't really want to trade him.
And I think Seattle trade for Rashid Shaheed?
Did they trade for Rashid Shaheed?
Was that a fourth, Grandy, or was that
it was a fourth. I'll check.
Yeah, let's get that.
I mean, Rashid Shaheed is no Jalen Waddle. Shaheed is much more of an A to B straight line defense stretcher. I had him last year on my fantasy team, and you sit him, and then he has a 78-yard touchdown catch.
Shaheed was a four and a five.
Okay.
It was a four and a five. Two draft picks. For
one catch.
Yeah.
One catch. And again, Shaheed is getting
Rashid Shaheed.
He'll be one catch for 68 yards and a touchdown.
He's a field stretcher.
Correct.
Well, he had become,
he's a home run hitter.
He had become the two in New Orleans.
Right.
I don't know what will happen in Seattle. They've got I don't know if Cooper Kupp is out for a long time. They've got this kid that they like in Torrey Horton, who had a big game on Monday night against Washington, and they have the guy who obviously could lay claim right now to being the best receiver in the entire league. I think maybe most underrated player on offense in the entire league.
JSN.
In Smith and Jigba.
Yep.
So, yeah, you're probably right. Like, I had this comment from my my son when he woke up this morning. He's like, Dad.
Big guy or little guy?
Big guy. Little guy is at school. Big guy's like, it's 9:30 and my fantasy team's already effed. I'm like, why? Why? Because he was planning on playing Shahid. And he's like, his numbers are going to go down now.
I don't think so.
I do. That's what I said to him. Better team, better quarterback.
Yes.
But probably fewer targets.
Yeah.
Probably fewer
targets. But I think more high quality targets.
Yes.
Like,
I mean, just a better
succulent
operation.
Succulent targets, yeah. And that's my quarterback.
Succulent targets.
Speaking of fantasy, I had to text Guru last night and extend my apologies because I beat the Goo, yep. And I didn't deserve it.
Congrats, though.
I'll take it.
It's not about deserving it.
No,
nobody deserves it. We're people with laptops.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.